to be idle no more.
About 40 adults and children called for equality and greater subsistence fishery protection this morning in the Idle No More rally in downtown Juneau. Several wore native regalia, chanted songs, and danced as people took turns talking over a megaphone. Bethel resident Timothy Andrew is with the Association of Village Council Presidents.
The pollock industry is coming into our waters and have been for several years, taking the fish away from our children and from our elders. And our fish are dwindling in great numbers now. And our people are struggling to try to get the fish to feed their children and to survive.
Andrew wants to spread awareness of the importance of salmon to Alaska Natives economically, socially, physically, and culturally. Rally participants cited ongoing subsistence fishing problems in western Alaska due to recent restrictions placed on the Yukon River by state and federal agencies and last year's closure on the Kuskokwim River. Susetna King is a Juneau resident and member of ANS Camp 70.
I think it's time that they leave the land to us. We're not going to go in there and slaughter thousands and thousands of fish. We're going to take what we need and leave the rest. So nature comes back, and we've done that for years. And they should let us better regulate what is leaving our land and what is coming back.
Other rally concerns include tribal representation, decline of salmon stocks, environmental stewardship, and cruise ship wastewater. The Idle No More rally ended in front of Centennial Hall, where an all-day joint meeting was held between the North Pacific Fishery Management Council and the Alaska Board of Fish.